sometimes. Like, the reason I discovered this trick is because I'd had a couple of martinis. And I left what money I had in cash down on the bar as a tip for the bartender. Now I'm staggering my way home. And I figured I better stop by the ATM machine to get some cash. So I start punching in my code number and everything else. Well, I screwed it up and I punched in this different code. And all of a sudden there on the screen it said, choose one. Snarling. Bottom knocking. Fudge packing. And I'm saying, so this is why the service charges are so high. So I hit snarling. And a window opened up. And there's this beautiful set of lips. So I looked around. Wasn't anybody around? I got the hydraulic and I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, that thing is just like right there at the teller machine. When I achieved my Shangri-La, thing closed up on me. Well, you know, when I got home, I thought it might have been a drunken dream. Till I had to go back and get more cash, I remembered the code that I punched in my stupor and punched it in again, only to find the same thing. Snarling, bottom knocking,
foot burger.
So this time I put a button that said bottom knocking, door opens up, and there's this pretty sweet scamper. And I thought, well... I'm thinking this is something here. When I started thinking about that automatic teller machine all day long and the sweet joy that it offered, I went back. I punched in my secret code. All the while I'm thinking about what I'm going to do. The window came up and the thing said, snarling, bottom knocking, fudge packing. I mean, oh yeah, I pushed that fudge packing button. The window opened up and these two big arms came out toward me. Big metal arms. They clamped on my shoulders and spun me around. Next thing I know, there's a big set of hydraulics. Coming out of there, nailing me. I'm like, I knew I screwed up. I meant to push withdrawal, not deposit.